National retained firefighters are set to escalate their industrial action in a continuing row over pay and conditions. It follows a meeting of the retained firefighter committee yesterday afternoon. The CIP2 union represents around 2,000 retained firefighters across 200 stations around the country. Has now informed management that as of 8 a.m. this Saturday morning, all stations will go dark and will have no internal communications other than life-saving information. The union said the escalation was due to a failure by the government to respond to what it calls their legitimate concerns. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is former Sinn Féin councillor and current member of the National Retained Firefighters Association, Damien Quigg. Damien, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
What just for people, what does going dark mean, and what way would it affect the fire service that we all know and appreciate?
Well, Jerry, when we turn up to the fire station, we get a printout. Our pager goes off, we get a printout, and it tells us where the fire is and where we're going. That won't change. We'll still be going to the fire station, taking the printout, and going to the incident. But the situation around the going dark will be that there will be no communication with the regional control centre or any of the management in the fire service. Like, so we'll still be attending the calls, but we're just not communicating with them.
That causes problems for, I suppose, the workings of the system, I suppose, and development and staffing and all sorts of different issues that you won't be communicating on, I guess, from Saturday on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, we are still being responsible in terms of logging the incidents and stuff on paper and stuff like that. We've reverted to the older system that we used to use come back a few years ago. So we are still acting as responsible as we possibly can. Like, at the end of the day, we're firefighters. We know what's required of us, and when people need us, we have to be there. But there will be a slight delay in us getting there because we've 50% of the stations in Kerry will be closed as well as of Saturday. We're currently operating on a 40-60% basis where 6 stations are open and 4 are closed, but that's now going to escalate as well, Kerry, from Saturday next onwards.
And then if it doesn't encourage management to talk or make any movement, the following Saturday an additional 1 station will close each week in each county, and it'll ramp up from there. I'd imagine.
That's correct. That's right.
Damien, it's been 9 weeks now since this started. It seems to be only going in one direction. What do you want to happen to try and get back to work and get attracting new firefighters and retaining the ones you need to keep?
Yeah, well, look, Jerry, the problem here is it's the new entrants coming into the fire service is the problem. The level entry pay, as I've stated before on your show, was about €8,500, and there was an offer in the Labour Court to bring that up to about €11,000. But it doesn't come anywhere close to addressing the situation, because you have other jobs out there at the minute in what's a fairly full employed labour market at the minute. And those jobs are just more attractive. The financial pay is actually more attractive than what lads are getting in this job. Like, you know, and there's a high skill set involved in this job. There's like, it probably costs around maybe €40,000 to train a firefighter. So, you know, people can do the math and that and realise, you know, the type of training that we actually get. It's a very specialist training. So I can't understand or don't know another job where people are trained that type of specialist training, and then they would bring them in and pay them a very, very small salary. Like, that just doesn't even add up to a living wage. Like, but we've asked for the average industrial wage, just for the listeners. Like, we haven't asked for, you know, anything above and beyond that. And like, we've asked for a bit of time off, because currently we don't have any time off. We have 168 hours a week of full on-call availability, where we can't go anywhere, which takes us out maybe 5 minutes away from the fire station. That's the requirement for the first pump turnout, is 5 minutes. So you can imagine the restrictions that places on people, like in terms of their family life and that type of thing. And I suppose people don't really know until they're in it, and people maybe don't realise maybe the service we provide until they've availed of it or require it. Like, so as I say, you know, it's quite a demanding job, Jerry.
Yeah, it is. And Damien, look, this increased industrial action, do you think it will lead to delays and perhaps maybe, I don't want to say it, I know you're trying to be as responsible as possible, but worse outcomes for people who suffer fires, either in, you know, residential or business premises over the next period?
Yeah, Jerry, look, there probably will be delays, all right, but people out there need to understand that there's a lot of stations, right, that are undermanned currently. Like in Clarendon, for example, now we have like 5 firefighters turning out all the time to incidents when we should have 9. Like Killarney Fire Station are down to 9 when they should have maybe 15. You know, the manning and recruitment levels have not been addressed adequately over the years. And now we've led to people retiring out of the job and the recruitment process not happening quick enough and people come in. So we are already operating at fairly dangerous levels in terms of...
And there was a story from up the country, I think, during this week that there wasn't enough firefighters, only 4 instead of 5 to go to a house fire, and the house ended up having to be gutted.
That's the reality. And look, if we don't do anything about this now, right, if we just come off strike tomorrow and go back to normal... The service is going to self-implode without us going on strike. Like, but this is not just about money. Like, you know, there was a coin report carried out, and there's a certain level of respect as well that's missing in this job. Like, for the job we do from senior management, and that has to be said. Like, you know, that we are not being treated very well in this job and haven't been for a long time. And there's a load of other things that need to be addressed other than pay as well. But the pay certainly would attract new entrants into the job. But the entire service needs a complete overhaul, really. Like, it's a post-World War II service. Technology has moved on. Equipment has improved in the job. But we're still at a stage where the pay is just not adequate. And we've lads leaving. Like, we had a lad last week that got a promotion in Dundalk to substation officer. And within a week, he decided to leave the job and take a job as a prison officer because... The outcome didn't come from the Labour Court that people thought was going to come out of it. We thought we were going to get maybe a significant change to the pay and conditions, but that didn't happen. And look, we are where we are, like, you know.
Okay, all right. Listen, Damien, we'll leave it there. Thanks for updating us on the situation from the point of view of the unions there with regards to the fire retained fire service. From Saturday morning, they'll go dark, less communications with management or no communications with management. And from the following Saturday, if that doesn't improve, they'll move. And from this Saturday, they'll move 50-50 closures in Kerry at 60-40 at the moment, open versus closed. And from the following Saturday, the 19th, there'll be one extra station closing. So, and strikes held there and impacts to it.